Today is the third Sunday after the Epiphany. So we do need help this next weekend at Oyster Bay taking down chapel Christmas decorations. Saturday, January 30th, after the 8 a.m. Mass, please, if you can help out taking down the Christmas decorations at Oyster Bay, it would be greatly appreciated. Also, the annual March for Life rally will take place virtually this year. However, a Rosary of Reparation will take place here at the school this Friday, January 29th at 7 p.m. The 15 decades of the Rosary will be prayed before the Blessed Sacrament exposed here on the altar, so please do be sure on Friday the 29th this week and to make it 7 p.m. for this Rosary of Reparation. Also, please note that Parent Teacher Night will take place Tuesday, February 2nd, 7:30 p.m. And please make every effort to attend this most important meeting for the teachers, the parents, and the students as the second semester begins. The annual St. Valentine Tea Party will take place at St. Pius V School on Saturday, February 6th from 12 to 3 p.m. The price is $20 per person. So please be sure to RSVP if you and your daughters do plan attending. And finally, last year's blessed palms will be needed for the ashes used on Ash Wednesday, February 17th. So please be sure to return your blessed palms no later than Sunday, February 14th, and place them in the boxes in the vestibules. The epistle for the third Sunday after Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the 12th chapter. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits, to no man rendering evil for evil, providing good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as is in you, having peace with all men, not revenging yourselves, my dearly beloved, but give place unto wrath, for it is written, revenge is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. But if thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him to drink. For doing this, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. At that time when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and adored him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And forthwith his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith to him, See thou tell no man, but go, show thyself to the priest. Offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when he had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, and is grievously tormented. And Jesus saith to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion, making answer, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man subject to authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. And to another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And Jesus, hearing this, marveled, and said to them that followed him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great faith in Israel. And I say to you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And the servant was healed at the same hour. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Words taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A certain priest once said that one of the greatest heroes of the 20th century was Father Damien of Molokai. Father Damien was born in Belgium in the year 1840. He grew up in a large family, and three of his siblings became religious. When Joseph was old enough himself, he also began thinking of a religious vocation. His brother suggested that he enter the Sacred Hearts congregation, which his brother had already joined himself. And so Joseph joined the congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. And it was at this point in time that he received his new name upon entrance, Damien. In 1863, Father Damien left Belgium. He left his home country, left his family, left his friends, and he went to Hawaii. He was sent to Hawaii. His mission was to administer to the physical and the spiritual needs of the people there. And so it was, with great joy and happiness, Father Damien set out on the 4.5-month ocean crossing. Interestingly, at that time, an epidemic of leprosy swept through the Hawaiian Islands when he left. Leprosy, as we know, horribly disfigures a person. A person undergoes extreme pain with his or her body being ravaged by the disease. And so when the news of the attack of leprosy became known, fear and terror struck all those living in the region. The Hawaiian king found it necessary to make a rule that all lepers were to be sent to a leper settlement on the island of Molokai, specifically. And the island quickly got the reputation of being a graveyard and a lawless place. In fact, people who arrived on Molokai were met with the cry, "In this place, there is no law." In this land of misery, children were abandoned by their parents. The supply of food and clothing from the government was insufficient. Stealing, drunkenness, fighting were common. There were no police to keep the civil order. There were no doctors. There were not even any nurses able to offer medical care. And worst of all, there were no priests to administer the sacraments, to offer mass, and to provide a moral cleansing for the people and the area. As it would happen, eventually a request was sent from the island for a priest to come live with the lepers. The bishop agreed to this, and so we chose Father Damien and three other missionaries from his congregation. So the four missionaries were to serve the outcasts on a rotation basis. Each priest was to live on the island for 3 consecutive months, and then they would rotate out with the next priest. And Father Damien was to be the first one to go. And we might wonder, what were his thoughts? What was his mindset? He had perfect resignation because he saw God's will in it. 1873, he arrives in Molokai. He is in charge of 600 lepers. He saw the disfigured bodies all around him. And it didn't take long for him to realize what he was up against. The horrible stench that he writes about that filled, the terrible odor that filled the air. But he said he thought of our Lord's words, "Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it to one of these my least brethren, you did it to me." And so he redoubled his efforts. He tried harder. He put his whole heart and soul into the work. After he had been there for a time, the Board of Health stated that in order to prevent the further spread of the disease, the priests could not continue going to and from the island. So Father Damien was given the option of returning to the mainland or remaining on the island for the rest of his life with the lepers. As a true priest of Christ, he said yes. His mission was to save souls, and he would remain with those hundreds of lepers. He would stay as long as God wanted him to, and so it was for the next 16 years. Father Damien remained on the island ministering to the lepers until he contracted leprosy himself and died. And if you look at his life when he was on the island working for them, for those souls, those people who were given the cross of leprosy, those people who are allowed by God to carry that disease, how much he helped them. Building churches, houses, side by side, teaching them how to build, helping them build their own homes. He built orphanages for boys and girls, organized bands to keep their minds occupied, confraternities. In 2 years, he built 6 chapels, taught them how to cultivate the ground, grow vegetables, and even when it seemed impossible, how is he going to get food for his people? How will he help them get clothing so they could stay warm? He was somehow able to come up with the funds. He was constantly around them, teaching them about Christ, how to offer up their difficulties in union with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Within 2 years, he baptized 300 to 400 people. And he would dress their very wounds with his own hands. And, of course, administer the sacraments of extreme unction. And when his people died on the island of Molokai, death was an everyday experience. It happened so often that he would build the coffins himself. In 1880, just 7 years after he had been in Molokai, he said he had buried personally from 180 to 200 of his people each year. And the constant inflow of new patients to his parishioners onto the island kept the number up around 700. No doubt one of his greatest consolations was when 3 Franciscan sisters arrived a year before his death in order to take over the care of the orphans. But a year later, in 1889, after having spent his life working for his people, he himself contracted the disease and died of leprosy. And he imitated to the end our Lord. Today's gospel, the healing of the leper. Our Lord descended the mountain after a sermon, and a certain leper came up in the middle of the road, fell upon his knees, and begged our Lord to heal him. He said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And our Lord, moved by the poor man's sad condition, reached out his hand and touched him. "I will, be thou made clean." And immediately the man's leprosy vanished. The swelling sores in the eyes of all disappeared. We can only begin to imagine how happy he must have been. The profound gratitude for what our Lord had done for him. How he would have thanked him. He was no longer, of course, feeling the pain, but he was now accepted into society. He was not an outcast. At the time of our Lord, the attitude toward leprosy was much the same as it was during Father Damien's time in the 1800s. The law forbade lepers from associating with other people. For many, I'm sure that was worse than the disease, to an extent. That's why the Hawaiian king ruled that no one could leave the island. Years of misery spent on that island shows to us today the resignation to the will of God that is so necessary for us. On the part of those who contracted the disease to resign themselves to this island, and on the part of Father Damien to live, eat, work, and preach among them. He made an act of the will to embrace the life. He said, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to imitate our Lord. I am going to offer up this cross for you, my people, for you, my Lord." Even though, naturally speaking, I feel this great repugnance according to nature. But I am still going to offer it up for you gladly. But look at the leper in the gospel and the lepers on the islands with Father Damien. They suffered severe trials, to put it lightly. They had leprosy. It was their cross. We have our own crosses. Sometimes they literally can feel like leprosy. They can seem impossible to deal with at times. This is when we must think like Father Damien, like those people who were given that cross, to think, "This is God's will for me. I will offer it up." Very difficult to do at first. But when we learn to embrace these afflictions which God sends our way, they actually become easier to bear over time. It's like Father Damien. When he first got there, repulsion. Instantly disgusted by what he saw, just like we would be, naturally speaking, revolted according to nature. But he made the virtuous act of the will instead of giving up and deciding to quit his assignment. He embraced it. He imitated our Lord in the garden when he underwent that agony and he felt in his human nature the most excruciating mental anguish. When Christ felt the weight of the world's sins in his sacred heart, how he saw every one of them to the end of time, clearly in his mind, as we would think of one thing. And it caused him to sweat blood. The torment was so painful that he asked his Heavenly Father, "Take it away." If it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He submitted all his sufferings to God the Father. And that's what we must do. We must also say, not my will, but thine be done. And take our sufferings and offer them up as long as he wants. Here is an interesting thought to think of. How many of those lepers on the island of Molokai on the third Sunday after Epiphany, like today, when they were out there and listening to Father Damien preach that gospel, and he read today's gospel to them, imagine what they must have thought. If I could only be that leper. If our Lord would only come walking down this sand and I could walk up to him and say, and he could say to me, be thou made clean. They wanted to be rid of their leprosy. But then they would say with our Lord, only if thou wilt. Just like our Lord said, only if thou wilt. He knows the pains, the sorrows we experience. Our Lord sends them or allows them to come to us. And in either case, it is the divine will that is being fulfilled. It takes faith. It takes only faith. Everything to place it in the loving arms of Jesus. He knows what's best for us. And if we practice, truly practice, not just during prayer, not just during chapel time, but in our daily lives, home, work, wherever we are, 24/7, if we practice true resignation, in other words, we say to our Lord, whatever you want, whatever thou wilt, if we say it in our own words, that will bring peace into our lives. We will experience an abundance of peace. Tranquility comes to those who, of their own will, submit to God's will. And that's what we pray for when we pray. For that perfect following of God's will. And knowing that in that submission, the reward is there. Our Lord only wants what is good for us. St. Alphonsus says, God wills only our good. God loves us more than anybody else can or does love us. If then, he says, God sends us suffering in this life, it is for our own good. I'll close with his own words, St. Alphonsus. Let us keep God in our thoughts and carry out his will. And he will think of us and of our welfare. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.